KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Here's a question for the age, if not the ages. It's whether a movie that generates steady state anxiety can also function as entertainment. Yes, it can, and Adam Sandler is here to prove it in Uncut Gems. This hard-edged, hard-charging phenomenon was directed by Benny Safdie and Josh Safdie from a screenplay the brothers wrote with Ronald Bronstein. Sandler is flat-out sensational as Howard Ratner, a gem dealer in Manhattan's Diamond District. Anxiety is what drives Howard, fuels him, tells him he's alive. He revises his life from minute to minute, racing this way, chasing that way, making phone calls, placing wildly long-odds bets. It looks like he's multitasking, but there's only one task, staying two steps ahead of the chaos and danger he created for himself just a moment before. Quiet desperation isn't for him. He likes it loud, violent, and vulgar. Howard isn't lovable or even likable, but as borderline lunatics go, he's a brilliant spectacle. I used to think the definitive depiction of a gambler's high was California Split, the Robert Altman film with Elliot Gould and George Segal as buddies fueling each other's addiction. That's still a great contender, but Uncut Gems is the new champ. It's essentially a movie about a state of mind in which anxiety collaborates with anger to create ecstasies of uncertainty. The plot is simple, with convoluted details. Howard scores a rock from Ethiopia that's studded with precious opals. Exactly how precious is a matter of opinion or his self-delusion, but he sells it to a basketball star named Kevin Garnett, who's played by the legendary power forward himself. Kevin believes the opals have magic properties that will help him sink an endless string of three-pointers. And that's it. The movie is about anxiety, anger, magic, and Howard chasing after Kevin for either the money that's due him or the rock, while saber-toothed debt collectors chase after Howard. Adam Sandler's performance may be a surprise to fans of his mainstream comedies, but it's an extension of what he did in his one-of-a-kind star turn as the addled lover in Punch-Drunk Love. That's Paul Thomas Anderson's mini-masterwork from 2002, a movie I described in my review as being essentially about anxiety, a state of mind and spastic body that in this scary case can be relieved only through romantic fantasies or explosive rage. Howard Ratner's romantic fantasies are too tormented to give him relief, and he mostly keeps his rage under control. His distinction is a mirthless smile, his survival mechanism a process of frantic sampling. Everything's cool, right? He asks the daughter who deplores him. Everything's good? It isn't, and he knows it. But everything is simultaneously terrifying, horrifying, and mesmerizing in Sandler's new movie. Uncut Gems is one dark sparkler. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.